So I just shoot this on a two shot, and then just make sure you don't say anything before I got the mic in your face, and we'll never hear with the background stuff.
So Zach, you are leaning in a little bit.
All right, I'll try and stay out of the shot too.
It's us now, you know.
Cool. You good? All right. Well, I guess let's start with how have things been, and how was today? So.
Things have been great. Being able to come here and see President Obama and see Governor Walz speak, you know, as good as I remember it, and hearing everything that they have to say and the mission and the goal to protect democracy, you know, it was worth the four-hour drive that I took here. So, yeah.
Yeah, for me it's been great. I started a College Democrats chapter at my new college, and so we've been tabling and getting the word out to vote and saying what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are all about, and everybody's excited. And this is the second time I got to see Walz for a rally, and first time for Obama, and it was just awesome. I loved it.
So give me a sense of what it. I mean, obviously at the convention there was a lot of energy, and one of the questions I asked was like, will you be able to carry that over? So flash forward, you know, our viewers will see this on Friday, just right before the election. Like you've settled it all, or what's the intensity been like?
Absolutely not. The energy is non-stop because so much is at stake. As everyone has said today, you know, we're facing an possible Orwellian type society where, you know, the government will be able to control everything and anything that you're able to do, and I'm not going to let that happen. I know everyone out there, all the voters and every single civil servant that's out doing the work isn't going to let that happen, so we're not slowing down until we're through the election.
No, I'm not settled at all. The enthusiasm is still there. I've been screaming my head off at every rally, and I'm just ready to win, and I'm ready to do this because we're not going back, and we're going to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
So you came the same day.
Yes.
What's the sense like up in that part of the state? When there's a rally down in Madison, can that be felt up there?
I believe so. Students around the area, especially at school, are excited. I've been part of multiple organizations where we're hosting events, and we're trying to get students out and get students excited. There always can be more, but I think students are ready, and I think people are going to be out early at the polls.
What about for you? You're still mostly in Milwaukee. Are you working in Brown County as well?
Yeah, I'm all over the place. I'll be up in Green Bay next weekend helping them out and getting the word out for their candidates, but Milwaukee's doing great. I think everybody's really excited for this next election.
All right, talk to me a little bit about energizing college students and young Democrats. Are they going to take advantage of early voting or absentee, or is it more about making sure up until election day they're still ready to go?
Yeah, actually, I've been out canvassing a lot within the last couple of weeks, and most students have already sent in their absentee ballots. You know, and those students who haven't, we're trying to get them out in early voting. And you better believe, if they're not early voting, I will be at their door knocking on November 5th, my birthday, so they can give me the best gift ever and get Kamala Harris and Tim Walz into the White House, because that's what we need.
What are you sensing?
I'm sensing a lot of excitement, a lot of nerves, but I think people are really excited, and you know, up till election day, I will be tabling twice a week on my campus.
And you guys already voted, or what is your plan?
I'll be doing it on election day.
I'll be doing it on election day, again, my birthday, so.
All right, thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you for sending me a message. I'm glad you guys were here.
I'm glad it went through.
Well, I know. I was like, some of my messages.